This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It's brutally cold across much of the nation's midsection and on the East Coast. 12 degrees in Boston, minus 7 in Des Moines, Iowa. The National Weather Service is warning of fierce winter weather from Texas to the East Coast. Snow and ice, depending upon where you are, from the nation's midsection to the East Coast. The governors of the Carolinas and Virginia have declared states of emergency. The National Weather Service's Mark Chouinard.
Once we start getting towards a quarter inch of ice, you could start to see some tree limb damage and maybe some power line issues. Once we start getting to quarter inch of ice, which is possible in areas of central and eastern North Carolina.
Forecasters are warning travel could be dangerous and power could get knocked out in spots. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the world is in worse shape in many ways now than 5 years ago when he took office. He blames COVID, the climate crisis, and geopolitical tensions. They've chosen what appears to be a mostly white jury to hear the case against three former Minneapolis police officers charged in the killing of George Floyd. The AP's Mike Gracia on this case in federal court.
Jury selection took just one day. Jay King, Thomas Lane, and Tu Tao are broadly charged with depriving Floyd of his civil rights while acting under government authority as fellow officer Derek Chauvin used his knee to pin the handcuffed Floyd face down for 9.5 minutes. King knelt on Floyd's back and Lane held down Floyd's legs. Tao kept bystanders from intervening. Chauvin was convicted on state murder charges. U.S. District Judge Paul Magnuson said he expects the trial will last 4 weeks.
Abortion opponents are gathering in Washington for the largest anti-abortion rally in the U.S., the March for Life. Meatloaf, the rock superstar, has died. He was 74. We don't yet know the cause of death. This is AP News. It's harder to find a house to buy these days. That's one of the reasons sales of existing homes are down. The AP's Mike Hempen has this.
The National Association of Realtors says existing home sales dropped 4.6% last month from November. The number of houses for sale slumped to 910,000, the fewest since records began in 1999. Some economists think the surge in new Omicron infections may have discouraged some people from putting their homes on the market and opening them to extensive traffic, driving inventory down. The demand for homes remains healthy. Median prices jumped nearly 16% from a year ago to $358,000. Mike Hemp in Washington.
ESPN is joining a growing list of media companies not sending reporters to the Beijing Olympics next month because of COVID. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.